Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, your host for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny of God. When in this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the process that we go through as we are built in our most holy faith, and we see God process us, get us ready, prepared, stretch us for everything that He has for us, for how He's going to move in our life, and how He's going to use us, how He allows the Word and His will to transform us and make us into instruments and vessels of righteousness for His namesake. And He does this because He's God and He's in control, and we trust Him to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask, think, or even imagine. This process of faith is a walk where we see God demonstrate Himself, and He takes us even as Abraham did with Abraham, in this place where we are walking, sojourning through these different timings and seasons of our life, but we're seeing God. Abraham was called to go to the there place, and that there place for him was every place that God allowed him to trod and to go so that he could set up memorials for the children of Israel as they were going to come back many, many years later, and they will see what Abraham had set up that God had allowed him to. For us, it means that we are trusting God through the seasons and the things that we go through, and God calls us to get victory in His name, making us a conqueror, super conqueror, as it says in the Greek, hupanakeo, which is what it means, to conquer above and beyond, to have a conqueror's strength, ability over the things that should conquer you. And we do that because greater is the God in us and His word, His life and truth that's in us than he that is in the world. God leads us and guides us in truth and calls us to triumph, even when we don't know how we're going to come out. And the outcome, we know it's going to be victorious, but we just don't know how we're going to come out sometimes. That process place is that place where we are actually allowing God's word to go in and refine us, define us, and to uproot and to reshape and make us so that we stand in His righteousness and we are the salt and we are the light for someone else's life. That their place is also the place like Abraham. Abraham was able to look and see what no one else could see in the spirit and pull it out of eternity into time by his faith and believe God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. So for us, we know that as we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, the Bible tells us that as we do, we now receive the promise of Abraham, which is Jesus Christ, and we also receive the blessings of Abraham. So our their place is totally a faith walk that gives us all that Jesus has gained access to for our life. So I want to encourage you today and let you understand that as God is moving in your life and as He's working in your life, that you don't have to be discouraged about what's going on around you. There are things that are going to happen, and we understand that they're going to happen because the Word of God lets us understand that there will be trials and tribulations. There will be things that will happen even in the world and in society, but we are not to go around as if we don't have hope. We are supposed to act and know with confidence that we have a God that is in control, and He is moving on our behalf and working things out for our good. And we cannot lean to our own understanding when this happens. We cannot rely on our flesh or even the things that are going on around us, to rely on God and His word and what He says concerning us and what He has already decreed and declared will be the expected end for what He's already petitioned, already prepared, already spoken, already decreed by his mouth, that his word never returns back void. It must go forth and do exactly what he says it's going to do. And that is so wonderful to know. It's good news because we don't walk around as if we don't have hope. We walk knowing that we have hope in God. And because of that hope, we will never be ashamed because we trust him. We trust his word and we trust his will. And because we do, God is always going to make sure we come out on top. We're going to be the head and not the tail. We're going to be above and not beneath. We're going to be the ones that's going to be the lenders and not the borrowers, because we're going to trust God to do what he wants to do in our life. And as we do, we're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is. And that is so important, because as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we're being shaped. God is shaping us for his glory. He's shaping us for more. He's shaping us for increase. He's shaping us to allow our lives to be a witness, an overcoming witness for someone else, because that's what the Bible lets us understand, that we have been given an overcoming testimony by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in Jesus Christ. What he's done for us, what he's doing in us, how he's made a way, how he's brought us out, the things that should have destroyed us that we did before we knew him. God allows it to become an overcoming testimony because he breaks that yoke. He breaks that thing that was going to be a stronghold in our life. God does it because he is a good God and he loves us so. And we love him because he loved us in spite of ourselves. He loved us in spite of all that we were. He loved us when we were not even lovable. And yet, even now, he still loves us because he sees the place of our expected end. He sees where we're going and he sees where he's called us to be and become in him. And that is the thing that we have to understand. God never makes a mistake. You are the intent of God. The intent. He never ever just said, well, maybe I'll just let you live. Maybe you might come out all right. But he saw you before time ever began. And he wanted you and desired you. And he let you be an instrument of righteousness for him. God always causes you to triumph because he wants you to move in the place where you now produce him and not the things that have been the history of your life, the generations of your life or your family. You produce him and you produce his word and his life and his truth. And as you begin to produce him, people who know you, who've known you, start to look at you and say, what happened? What transpired? And you begin to tell them about your overcoming testimony in God and how he has called you to win and triumph over an adversary who thought he was going to have a hold on your life forever, and that you were going to belong to him and you were going to rehearse the things that God said that you now are victorious over. God makes you a winner and he causes you to win even when it looks like you're not winning, even when it looks like you can't win, even when it looks like the enemy has cause something in your life to now show up and show up in a way that it says, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you win. I'm not going to let you come out. I'm not going to let you overcome. I'm not going to let you grab this victory, no matter what it is, whether it's things that God has told you to do in your life, in your career, with your physical health, with your family, breaking strongholds of divorce or addictions or anything that the enemy has used and it's been a cycle or system or a sequence or circle that he's used against you. And so God breaks these things, and as we walk in the knowledge of him, he expands us so that we can win, so that we can overcome, so that we can walk knowing that we are victorious and we didn't do it in ourselves, not by our might nor by our power, but it was by God's authority. And that's what you have to understand. Where you are right now, because of God's intentional purpose for your life and how he's brought you through all the years that you've been serving him, all the years that you've known him, all the time that he made the way. Now that we're in these, looking at circumstances outside of our control with society and economy, with pandemics and sickness and disease, with children going back to school, with workforce and everything else, we have to still decree the same thing. We have to still declare the same thing. We are more than a conqueror. Greater is the God, the King, the Lord, the Savior, the Redeemer, who lives inside of us, who sits in heavenly places looking down at us, who's enthroned forever. Greater is our King than he that is in the world. Greater is his command, his word, his life, his truth, his will. And what he's already established is going to be the place of our expected end, which is victory, than anything else that comes against us. And we have to understand that no matter what happens in our life, God is for us. And because he is, and he's spoken a word, given a word concerning us, we're going to come out on top. We're going to come out saying and declaring we are the head. We're going to come saying and declaring we are above. We're going to declare that we are his. And because we are and we belong to him, and he's obligated to us because we have a covenant covenant blood right through the blood of Jesus Christ that now causes his divine will to be seen and done in our life and manifested, that gives us the right to say, Father, I know you're going to do it. We can look at everything that comes to us as a Goliath, and we can look at and say, who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine, to come against us and even to try to talk or curse the name of our God, because our God is for us, and our God is going to cause us to win the battle, and we will take you down. You come to us with the shield and the sword, but we come to you in the name of the Lord, and we're going to make sure that the words that we decree and the prayers that we pray are going to overthrow, and God is going to come in like a flood and raise the standard for us, and we're going to see the demonstration of him like never before. And that is what we hold on to. We press in. We have hope because of our King who's enthroned forever, because he knows the beginning and the end and all the in between, and he's already made a way of our escape. We already know that this will work together for our good. And I know that you might face days that it doesn't look that way, but it's not by what we see on the outside. It's not by what we see with the natural eyes. It's what we know by faith through the word of God, and what we know in our knower, in our spirits, and what God has spoken to us about this place of our expected end, the place of our destiny. Whatever God has spoken to you prior to all of these things coming in 2020, whatever he said concerning your vision for your family, for your life, for ministry, for your career, for your health, whatever it was that God told you, and he gave you a vision for that and told you to write it down, make it plain. He already knew about what was going to happen when the pandemic came and the economy and everything else, but he still told you to do it because he had a plan, and he has a plan that will never fail. And so whenever you understand that and you know that and you rely on God and depend on him, you don't worry about anything else, because you know if he gave the plan, if he gave the word, if he let you see it, if he told you about it, then that's going to manifest. That's going to be the place of your expected in that season, in that area. And you can depend on God to fulfill his word. Stay aligned with him. Stay in the place where you're tender before him. Stay in the place where you can hear him and you're not out of line in your word, thought, action, or deed. Make sure your heart is tender and that you don't allow anything to creep in, and don't complain like Israel, but stay in a praise and a thanksgiving state and trust him. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, The Process of There on Blog Talk Radio. Be encouraged. Know that you're more than a conqueror. God is for you, and the victory is yours in Jesus' name. And we will be back next week at the same time to empower and encourage you again in your walk of faith and trust. God bless you.